If you have been feeling sticker shock from the price of auto insurance, you are not alone. The price has jumped more than 19% in the last year, far outpacing overall inflation. So what's driving the increase, and what can car owners do to save some money? Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
It's hard to remember now, but many car owners actually got rebates on their auto insurance a few years ago. Prices plunged during the lockdown early months of the pandemic, when many cars sat parked for weeks. By the time people ventured back out on the road, a lot of them seemed to forget how to drive safely. Sean Kevlin, who heads the Insurance Information Institute, says the number of deadly accidents jumped sharply in late 2020 and early 21.
During that time of the pandemic, people picked up some risky habits, and we haven't seen those risky habits really go away, even though we have more people on the road.
Fatal accidents have come down in the last year, but they're still more common than they were before the pandemic. At the same time, Kevlin says, the cost of repairing and replacing cars has been going up.
So a lot of factors weighing in there: replacement costs, inflation. When you have increased risk, the price of that insurance will go up.
That hasn't stopped insurance companies from trying to win more business, though, as you know if you watch any TV.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khakis.
I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
And your cut-rate car insurance might not pay for all of this. So get Allstate and be better protected from mayhem.
Grace Arnold's kids know all the insurance company advertising jingles. And it's no wonder. She oversees the Minnesota insurance market and serves on the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Arnold says natural disasters, fueled in part by climate change, are also driving up insurance costs, and not just in states like Florida or California.
We see a lot of hail damage and consistently have billion-dollar storms in Minnesota, even if they don't have the 24-hour hurricane watch going ahead of them.
Arnold says insurance regulators have to strike a balancing act, keeping premiums low enough for drivers to afford, but high enough to allow insurance companies to keep paying claims. California consumer watchdog Harvey Rosenfield's a longtime critic of the insurance industry. He admits the cost of repairing and replacing cars has gone up, but says that's not the whole story.
What people really don't understand is that insurance companies make most of their money by investment of our premiums. And when they run into trouble, they have a scapegoat system set up where they blame something else for the fact that they need to raise their rates because they want to offset their investment losses. That is how the industry works.
The insurance industry says even with the sharp rise in premiums, companies are still paying out more money in claims than they're collecting from customers. Investment income helps to make up the difference. In most states, car owners are required to have auto insurance, so it pays to shop around. Some insurers will offer a discount to drivers who bundle their auto and home insurance, or who install an app on their phone so the company can track their driving. Opting for a higher deductible can also save money, but Minnesota Commissioner Grace Arnold cautions against gambling with too little insurance.
I find it helpful to think of a couple of examples. You know, if I had my car stolen, what would that mean for me? If I was in an accident, what would that mean for me? The last thing you want to do is to be surprised by something that you thought was different.
Arnold says her office gets some complaints from drivers about the rising cost of auto insurance, but more often she hears from those who are disappointed with what they consider a skimpy payout when they file a claim. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.